Pickaxe.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey all, I'm Dr. Alok Kanoja, but the internet knows me as Dr. K. I spent 7 years studying to become a monk and then became a psychiatrist. I want to tell you a little bit about my podcast, Healthy Gamer GG, where we combine my clinical experience of practicing psychiatry and sprinkle in years of experience as a meditation teacher and sort of focus on spirituality. So on the podcast, we're going to approach very common everyday problems from each of these lenses. And what we really do well is blend science and spirituality to create the most accessible solutions for people for their everyday problems. So check us out at Healthy Gamer GG on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple.
That was really hard cut.
My God. Yeah, apologies.
Lovely.
Welcome to the Hat Chat Podcast, episode number 100.
Oh, he knows it's 124.
If you care about numbers, they're all isolated.
The fact that we said them, we care enough.
That's true. I'm Chris Trott.
Oh, hi, Chris Trott. I'm Ross Hornby.
Oh, hi, Ross Hornby.
Who are you?
I'm Alex Smith.
Oh, no way.
This is my voice.
What? Can't believe it.
God, that aircon is Alex. Kicking out.
Are you chilly?
Are you guys cold?
Well, I've got a hoodie up. We've got jumpers on.
But, like, shall I turn it up a bit more?
We'll just turn it off for a minute.
Oh, it's going to get all...
I know. Then it's going to get stuffy. Yeah. And then we're all like, well, what's that smell?
While he's turning that down.
So it's been sweaty.
Welcome to the podcast. If you've not come here before, that's okay. You don't really need to have listened to 123 of them.
But at least a couple would have been nice, you bastard.
If a stranger asked you what this podcast is about, do you freeze up and say, I'm not really sure? Because I did.
Yeah.
Someone asked me what it's about. Really? I'm like, oh, I guess we just talk about shit. Which we do.
We do.
And we have done.
I guess the
especially
focus
mochi eating shit.
You know, indulging in a hypothetical is and funny news.
Yeah, the hypothetical is probably the way to anchor it, right?
Yeah,
we just talk crap around.
But we just talk shit is the crux of everything. That's everything we do. Anyway.
Apparently it's entertaining.
Yeah.
Right here.
Really struggle to
relieve that.
Get a grasp of that, yeah.
Yeah.
But it is weird.
Here we are. Anyway.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. Who was the finger by, did you say?
Fingal was by Matthew Cruz.
Oh, cheers, Cruz.
There's a full version at the end of this episode, so stay tuned for that.
Big up.
And obviously, if you're watching the video version of this and you're a Patreon supporter, thank you for all our Patreon supporters.
Thank you,
you'll be credited in the credits at the end. So big now that I need to make two columns.
Oh, you doubled it up.
Two columns
nice.
Now.
And you got to pray that the ending Fingal is long enough.
Well, hopefully now more people will be seen.
we want you to be seen.
Yeah.
We want to turn the camera around onto you.
There are literally dozens of you.
There are dozens of them. Let's get stuck into the main crux of the podcast, which is
the meat of the pie.
So next time you freeze up, you'd be like, that's what we do.
We still talk shit, but we talk shit about hypothetical situations.
Stuff that doesn't exist, really.
Like, if you were stuck in a lift, which corner would you piss in? Top left.
It wouldn't make a difference.
No, it would not.
Top left.
Top left.
The
doesn't matter.
Spray bank.
Doesn't matter.
Well, that matters.
It doesn't matter where you piss.
It does. Top left matters.
Top bins.
That's a terrible idea.
I'll try and do it down the crack so it goes all the way down.
I don't think I've got the pressure to hit top left. Do you?
Well, I didn't mention a range, as in where I'm stood from. I could be stood right in the corner, just like hands.
Top left.
It depends how much you need it as well, because sometimes you'll have
Yeah, sometimes you've got a real power on.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Or you actually do have to stand back.
But, the dribbles betrayed me so much recently, though. So often am I just like, oh, now I just wet and cold. And just you have to push your penis to a different part of your pants, because if the tip isn't resting on the wet spot, you can't feel it as much.
That's not something I've had to resort to yet.
Are you worried about being incontinent?
That was a lot of information there.
I don't think I've been.
Are you worried about shitting and pissing yourself, like, no, imminently? Like,
no, it's more just like,
because you've mentioned shitting yourself here before, like it's a fucking badge of honor.
I'm not trying to normalize it, if that's what you're getting
at. Okay. That's fine, but honestly, you can relate to it. His situation,
extra dribble is a nightmare. It's something we all have to live with.
I just shake for ages.
Yeah, but like, how
like
long?
Helicopter.
Because also
helicopter that thing.
When you're wearing like thermals and underwear and jeans, and you're like trying to tuck it all out the way, there's always, it betrays you with a little kink in the base, and then you flop that bugger away.
Creates a slight blockage.
Yeah, and then boom, wet pants.
Yeah. I'll 3D print you a little cap.
Oh,
like a box,
a hood, a little thimble for your.
I already use a cock thimble. Remember those little like rubber pop things you used to like stick on the table, push in the middle, yeah, and it'll go up. Yeah, I use one of those.
Oh, nice.
What were they called? Pop? No, little something poppers.
Diaphragms.
Like, they are diaphragms. They look like them. They're just weird little toys they gave to kids.
You shall not pass.
That wasn't the hypothetical.
Anyway, no, but it's very relatable. If you do have dribble, try and maybe use a bit of tissue, I think, if in your case.
It's not that.
It's impossible to.
It's about making sure that the channel is clear. Like, right?
You need to,
like,
rake need to that it, thing from the bottom to the top.
You need to make,
yeah,
it,
like, you need to rake it from the bottom to the top, drain that thing. Get out a hair
dryer
if you have to.
Like a toothpaste tube.
Really dry everything.
Well, actually, I've got a pocket-sized pump, right? This tiny little pump I got for Christmas.
Confused where this is going.
For what?
For pumping things up, and for deflating things.
Okay.
And it uses a lithium-ion battery and a really high-powered fan system.
That makes it, like, how big is it?
Like, about the size of a D-cell
battery.
How
much of, like, a piercing word does it make?
Really?
Is that for like, spraying, it, like, keyboards?
No, it's for,
so I've got one of those, and that could work.
So what if I just carry one of those all the time, and I can just, doesn't matter about a dribble, I'll dry my pants off.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to, like, pump out the remaining residue. Yeah.
The Dutch approach to pump.
Know. Yeah,
it's
to claim
quite
land.
The conundrum, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, no, shake correctly, and that's the advice I give.
That's great.
It's not enough.
Advice
it's
given
not
out.
Enough, apparently.
There's some people's anatomy.
Take a small hair
there
dryer.
There is a blockage in the base, I think, unless you can get fully vertical.
Can you guys go down there?
And check it out.
Sorry?
Where? If we bought some complicated medical equipment, do you think?
Well, I've got, you know, you can get those ear things which you can kind of, little camera,
yeah,
on it.
Yeah, yeah.
What about that? Why don't we just
put that down?
See what's going on.
This would be the first time we would ever look down a pee hole.
Yeah.
How would we be qualified to be like, oh, yeah, there's your problem?
We've all seen the boys. We can see, we know what's inside.
And people don't like experts.
What's a normal versus what's abnormal? We're going to have to, like, have a control.
Next, you're going to tell me you think that.
So we need
doctors.
Someone. One of us needs to look into our own penis and see.
To be like, that's how it should be. Now let's look at the messed up insides, wow, of Smith.
It's just a long tube. It's just like a really long garden
catheter.
Hose.
Yeah, but like, there might be a kink in yours.
Exactly. This is the problem. The longer the hose, the more likely the problems you're going to have.
Oh, that's true. Mine,
well,
is
there's a little skin tag that holds urine in, and then
we had to burn it
that's
away.
What, yeah.
So you want to get like a cauterizing wire to do
oh,
that.
Oh, so we're performing surgery as well.
100%.
I had a friend who had that done. That's bad. It's painful. And you have to have a catheter in like for like 6 weeks to make sure that it doesn't like fuse your cock like hole.
Have you tried a catheter? Maybe
no,
that
I don't. Oh my god.
Maybe that'll sort it out.
Apparently you have to do it until you can stop the feeler pushing feeling on your bladder. That sounds so fucked.
No.
Okay, anyway, let's move on.
No.
So today's hypothetical is,
oh my god,
anything to do with that?
Nothing. I don't know, maybe. I haven't read this yet. It looks
it's
like there's a couple of paragraphs.
One.
Okay. Pay attention to this. The bugs all become sentient at once and are frighteningly intelligent. One day, out of nowhere, every creature that's clearly visible to the naked eye, and that one...
I didn't fully
did
proofread
you write,
this.
Did you write this? Or
I
was
didn't
this
fully
proofread
this. This is from Reddit again.
One would casually consider a bug gains the cognitive abilities of your average 10-year-old child. In addition to the ability to telepathically communicate with any human brain within about a meter of itself. Holy shit, these powers are insane. So a very quiet signal can be heard up to 90 centimeters away. What the fuck is this detail? Bugs
it's
are
important. It's important.
Bugs are acutely aware of pieces of human culture which have been relevant in the public mind over the course of the past 40 to 60 years as a side effect of their psychic power. They beg for mercy when they're about to be killed, ask for directions when lost, request food when starving, and otherwise act like humans would.
Like a 10-year-old.
Yeah, well, up to the age of 10, apparently. Where am I? They can't communicate with any other species and can't even communicate psychically with each other. Is that a word? That's psychically.
Mm.
However,
so.
When sending normal biological signals, they'll also send matching psychic signals of the same content, i.e. when a cricket chirps, it'll talk about how lonely and horny it is. Examples of bugs for clarification, all insects, arachnids, millipedes, and centipedes.
Right, so just
what is
to
a hypothetical?
Summarize,
just like what do we do?
How, yeah.
What are we doing
so
here?
Basically, within 90 centimeters
do you kill
of
them?
Any insect, you're going to hear their telepathic needs and wants translated into English for us based on their like general... And they've got the brains of a 10-year-old human.
Oh, my God.
So what are they doing with it?
They're like, oh, my God.
they've gathered all the 10-year-old humans' brains up.
Do you reckon a lot of them will start to realize like they're going to have this awareness that they didn't have before? Because a lot of insects are quite... analog, really.
They're also very short-lived, and their societal structures require them almost not to have... I mean, imagine a worker bee going, like, anti-work, you know?
It's kind of really unfair, isn't it?
I feel like if it was a small enough insect and it was, like, kind of within range of maybe your desk and it's not really getting it going anywhere, you're just hearing that then. You're hearing, like, a...
You'll know that,
you know that there's
fucking
something
hell,
there.
Fucking hell, I need some fucking food. Like, I'm so hungry. Where the fuck am I?
I feel like clean air zones would reverse and people would like want to live in dirty air zones so there's just no bugs. They're
right,
like,
yeah.
Oh, finally, a bit of peace and quiet and smog.
Yeah, everyone's wearing gas masks.
Like, yeah, like, it's good though because there's none of the noise of bugs.
Yeah.
It'd be super annoying as well.
Yeah, or like move to like the poles. Yeah. Somewhere that there's not, you know, too many bugs.
Oh, just move to the poles.
I mean, can you, so what does it say that you can communicate?
It's not that ridiculous in a world where suddenly all the bugs have started. Yeah. So what are you going to do about this constant psychic noise? Oh, don't take any ridiculous steps.
Well, you've got to be careful about moving everyone to the poles because the earth will flip.
Oh, yeah, of course.
It's true. It might the weight. Roll around.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like when they... Every person jumping in China, was it China? Would cause a huge earthquake on the other side.
Oh, wow.
I'm also going to hijack this quickly to be like, you know when the earth rotates a certain direction?
Mm-hmm.
Wait,
when,
it goes
when
the
you,
other way.
When you walk in the direction the earth is turning,
yes,
do you go slower than you would if you were walking against the turn of the
earth? Isn't that how planes
faster?
Work?
As in like faster?
Faster. So let's say the earth is spinning towards you and you walk towards like, you know, the oncoming land.
Yeah.
Does that mean you're going to move quicker?
I guess so. I would. I'm not going to say a final answer. I don't know, but
shut your fucking mouth.
Oh, sorry. Siri's trying to interrupt.
Trying
him.
To get involved. Yeah.
Pretty annoying.
But isn't that how? Well, that's what planes do. So obviously, it's longer. The return journey from LA is
that's headwind
is longer than
that's
yeah,
that's wind.
True, but like
that's not the Earth rotating.
You don't think it's.
But I mean, so why wouldn't you want your?
Well,
house?
Does it depend on how fast you can walk? I mean, this is again. We need
it's
Simon Clark.
Like, why is it the houses in the east? That like commuter houses would be cheaper, surely, in the east of somewhere because that's the earth is coming
what
towards
is east
you.
So of
it's got to be marginal.
East of a sphere.
It's going to be so marginal that it's not. That doesn't make any difference.
I know the answer to this as well, by the way.
Oh, you do. Well, we'll throw it our way. I mean,
inertia.
Okay.
So it's about inertia.
It's like jumping in a car, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
You're in the field of physics where your effect, so it doesn't really do anything.
Doesn't change anything. No, because of you have to be outside the
orbit, right?
You have to overcome the inertia that's acting upon you in order for it to matter. Otherwise, you move relatively to your relative position in this sphere. But I thought about I was thinking this the other day, and my brother, who's quite a lot smarter when it comes to things like this.
Oh, I thought you were going to say dumber.
No.
Yeah, I think you would. And also, if you start sprinting and really push down, you start speeding up the rotation of the earth.
Like,
we all start pushing really hard.
I'm seriously writing it all down. Okay, right. So team effort, we're going to speed up the earth this year.
Everyone start running this direction.
Yeah, come on, everyone.
Everyone go the other way.
4 p.m.
You got to push against something, though, otherwise it won't work.
That's good to know.
Anyway,
back to the
ludicrous bug thing.
So within 90
would you
centimeters,
embrace the bugs?
You're hearing bugs speaking, understanding that they're sentient, understanding that they're probably learning that everyone else is kind of like working on base. Actually, no, all insects are going to be suddenly 10-year-old human level of intelligence, aren't they?
Mm.
They're going to suddenly
I'm really
be aware
struggling
of
to grasp what that is, though, in terms of like
10 is like
it's pretty like
sophisticated.
Yeah.
I think that's like a kid that understands that it's got memories at this
so
point.
So will they team up? Do you think they start forming alliances? And they
I don't know because they're going to understand like the fragility and shortness of their lives.
Yeah,
and feel like oh my god, this is ridiculous. These big people up here.
Well, they have the intelligence. They don't necessarily have the point of reference of a human being. They're not going to go like,
They know the culture of humans in the last 40 to 60 years.
Yeah, culture's one thing, but like the experience of being a human being. Like for them, time is
still...
You
don't know what it's like, man. Like down there.
Yeah, their relative like experience is going to mean that they still experience like time and life at the same rate. So maybe that wouldn't panic them. I mean, they may find themselves insignificant, but then why don't we think we're insignificant to other long-lived animals?
Well, I think when you watch a space documentary, I feel quite insignificant.
Yeah.
I think there's a scale
about
thing
about the
well.
Scale of and the tiny, tiny size of Earth versus
well, imagine we were like
space.
Ant-sized to a bigger species living on our planet. Yeah. I think that would change things.
Gigafauna.
Not fauna, just like big walking bipeds like us.
Huh?
Walking over us.
Fauna just means animals. Like flora is plants, fauna is animals. Gigafauna is like big animals, basically. Yeah.
Gigafauna, yeah.
So there's probably a spider in this room.
Fucking hell, where the fuck am I?
But like,
this room stinks.
How loud is that voice, do you think? Is it? What does it say here? They can't communicate with any
telepathic.
Other species and can't even communicate psychically with each other. So they're not talking to each other. They only communicate with humans.
Right.
According to this.
So they're quite isolated, really, and they can psychically deliver stuff to humans only. So psychically means, D&D-wise, psychically is like, if you're within 90 centimeters, it's like it's in your head. It's like they're right there in your head.
If the mosquitoes managed to coordinate themselves and they worked out that they could take some sort of terrible disease and transmit it from an animal and infect all of humanity... Mosquitoes would take over the world.
So they have to understand the basics of like
just drain everyone's blood.
But they could, because like, and I mean ants as well, maybe. But I think that the insignificance of a lot of insects, like physical insignificance, would mean that they wouldn't be so problematic. I think we just have to find a way to live alongside them until you get terrorist mosquito cell that then bioweapons the lot of us.
Yeah.
Or we'd all have to, Or, I mean, it's in your brain they're communicating with you, right? So it's like you can't even whack some headphones on and drown that shit out. You're just like...
You can't plug up your ears.
What did your spider say to you this morning? Oh, he called me a twat, actually, as I was shaving. And then I stomped on him until he died.
Yeah.
That'd be quite a good, like, torture.
I killed him. I pulled his legs off and heard him cry.
Oh, God! Screaming psychically in your mind.
It hurts so bad.
It's pretty brutal. But, like, been also alive just a day. Really freaky to hear that. I would lose my mind just...
What if you accidentally kill things as well? Like, you just sit down and
you
like,
just hear, no, no, Selby, you fucking prick. Oh, you didn't quite kill me. I'm still hobbling away.
Family.
And they just slightly kind of hobble away. You didn't realize.
My leg.
Like, the fuck? I sat on a spider, but it's not quite dead. Do I finish it off?
Please? Get a Lynx can on the lighter.
I'll burn it. Really burn it. I'm assuming I'm sat on a sofa here. That's not good. So you look like someone who would do that.
I'd love it.
Done.
Give me a good
even
reason.
Even if they're like screaming in pain.
Give me a reason to creatively destroy
things. How long do you
think
you could hold down that aerosol before it got back into the can?
I've never seen
that was
one
the fear,
it.
Wasn't it? That was the fear.
I've never seen one do it. I think it could do it.
I've never held it long enough to even...
I mean,
that was a long time
ago. Big enough velocity coming
dangerous.
Out.
Don't play
to prevent it going back in, right?
If the can heats up, I think you're in trouble. Mm. But I mean, honestly, like, I often think that. I'm like, I'd love to learn to blow stuff up. You know, like I imagine...
Well, don't we know it? You made all sorts of weird stuff at... As a kid.
But to have like a legitimate reason to do it would be incredibly motivating, you know. Like, obviously, I'm not particularly pro
humans.
Yeah, not really about that. Otherwise, I would have joined the forces.
Destroy livestock. Like, what reasons could it be other than just like a film? Like being like a practical SFX guy in film would be way
Like,
we get to blow
though.
Some crazy shit up, and it's like it's cool. Yeah, but all the safety checks.
Yeah,
you could just
really
be professional.
As well.
I need that
demolitions.
Gorilla. No, I want like gorilla. I want to be making it in a
construction.
Basement.
You want to be doing homemade bombs.
Yeah. There's something about that. That's
fucking hell.
Yeah, right. We've got to blow up this insect meeting. They're going to be meeting. It's going to be. This is it. They're going to
discuss bombs.
The mosquitoes and the flies joining in union, and it's going to be a disaster. What can you make us? And I'm like, aerosol incendiary explosives. You know, right? You see the whole room just boils in an instant, like you know, like some sort of like bunker buster.
Oh, so it's not get stuff. You've got a budget.
Okay. Oh, no, I mean, these are just things I can make. You can make at home. You know, like
okay,
well,
good.
What we're going
to
use?
Aren't there professionals that do this? Like bug bombs and whatever.
Yeah, but they have to consider things like property damage. Yeah. Not in this book. No. Right?
Imagine dealing with termites.
More creatively explosive and devastating is the better.
Yeah. Where there used to be a building filled with termites, you just want a crater, right? That's what we're working with, and I'm like,
what about
that's my brief.
Termites seem like a nightmare to deal with. Ugh.
Yeah, fuck that. What about an IED? Yeah. Right. But on top of that, desktop fan.
Yeah.
Horizontal, not like pointing mm-hmm. at you. Mm-hmm. It spins on each blade aerosol cans.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So,
a Catherine wheel.
And then you're going to time it so that when you throw it, it will trigger the aerosol spinning.
Nice.
Which will spread out oh, the thing. And then the IED will go off, triggering all the gas and
perfect.
Explosion.
I think they call that an air fuel bomb.
Is that a real thing?
In the biz. Yeah, yeah. They used to be, I think they used them in Vietnam, basically napalm, but I think there's another form of stuff. Anyway, the other thing I thought about is the fact that this is actually happening as well. A little bit of
a bit trivia,
a little bit of terror shit. For you. Well,
terror. Good.
So you know ticks.
Get all the keywords.
Everyone
in
loves
there.
Ticks, right?
Bombs, terror.
Oh, I love
you know
them,
ticks.
Yeah.
Go on, yeah.
The ones that suck your blood and get all big and white.
Yeah.
They're getting more prevalent because of our winters are getting milder. So it's the same with termites, right? If you get a nice cold winter,
right.
It kills them off, which is what you want. You want them to die off because they can be too successful otherwise. Same with ticks. It tends to kill them off. But because things are getting milder, ticks are moving from like grasses and forests and things like that, where they used to predate on like deer mainly and stuff like that, into people's gardens because they're not dying during the winter, breeding even more, and then migrating through grasses into gardens and becoming
ticks
more and
disgusting.
More common.
Yeah. You can get Lyme disease, right? Is that?
Yeah, yeah. Lyme disease, yeah.
Yeah, I've had to pluck some out of my dogs
have
before.
You?
And yeah, not Murphy, not lucky. Murphy. Yeah, but
I guess, yeah.
In longer grass and like fields and stuff, like, yeah, it's yeah. quite easy. But you had one like a horn on my first dog, and it was just this, you could see little, I was like, what the hell is that? It's a weird little, you kind of could flick it, it was perfectly like fine. Mm. And you look close and the little legs just, that was, I almost threw up
it's
in my dog's face.
Because
obviously you need to pinch the fucker and pull that thing out.
Yeah.
You just get the whole head, otherwise it keeps going.
It embeds in there, yeah.
It's disgusting.
Well, they're sentient now. And they got the mind
of a 10-year-old.
Yeah,
they're sentient. They're gonna.
Well, I'm gonna.
See, this is where you'd want to bring in the air fuel bombs, wouldn't you? You'd just be like, God, I want to see these things absolutely obliterated.
Yeah, but what does that do to the, you know, ecological situation?
Pretty reset.
Because it's like they say, well, you know, destroying any kind of insect is damaging.
Taking something out of the chain. It's true. Nature relies on systems.
If they're real assholes about it,
they
should probably go, right?
Well, there's an
who
excess,
defines what an asshole is?
We do, because we're apex, baby.
Of course we do.
So I'd use
those
something called a daisy cutter bomb.
But most bugs are assholes.
You want daisy cutters
daisy
for
cutters.
This. Yeah.
Okay.
What's
drop
that?
It from, you know, some form of aircraft. Maybe we can make that as well.
Are these miniature? Can we not just do this with like an RC
plane?
We
could plane?
Do it,
try
because
it,
I'm,
yeah.
We're talking about bugs here, not
you got to
people.
Cover a lot of ground, though. That's the problem. So you're going to need at least a 500 kilogram bomb.
What happens if we kill all the bugs? The birds starve? The like...
Well, they probably already got hit by the daisy cutter, to be honest with you.
What was the insect you were
killing?
The
birds have gone.
Ticks.
Ticks, right.
Daisy cutter.
So imagine being in that plane, right?
Yeah.
And you've got like a whole squad of people and they're ready to drop the bombs.
Yeah.
But then you hear that voice in your head.
Yeah.
It's a tick insurgent in your plane.
Oh, my God.
And there's a whole like really well-trained squad of ticks that are about to like take you out.
Sounds like a David Cronenberg film.
Yeah.
Like a really weird, just bugs are everywhere and...
And they're all sentient.
Gross.
M. Night Shyamalan.
M. Night Shyamalan.
What's the twist?
What is the twist in this one? You are the bug at the end. You didn't realize it, but you're actually the. There's a bigger
you're just
planet.
Dreaming, yeah.
And there's a bigger species, and you were one
and
of them.
And I'm just
all
in
along.
The grass.
And you are just in the grass. That's the twist. That sounds like an M. Shyamalan like kind of cop out
it does,
twist.
Actually,
just
yeah.
like. I guess everyone's dead or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just zoom it out.
How did they do it in Lost?
Yeah. You didn't think of this. Oh, shut up. I didn't think of this. Fuck off. I did think of this. Everyone said that Lost was purgatory for ages.
But look, he's true. Allowed to make these films because of the two films he made, which were okay.
Which was?
Sixth Sense and
Sleepy Hollow.
Broken? Well, no, Unbroken.
Did he do
Sleepy Hollow? The guy that likes Helena Bonham Carter did it, right? Bonham Carter?
Tim Burton.
Tim Burton was
Sleepy
Hollow.
Did he do
Sleepy
Hollow?
I think so.
Oh.
He did...
Was Johnny Depp in it?
The Village?
Yes.
Did he do The Village?
Was Helena Bonham Carter in it? I don't know, actually.
Yes.
Yes, she was. Yeah.
Then it was. It's a diagram.
It's a
it goes
Tim
always
Burton
goes back to Tim Burton.
Yeah, to Tim Burton.
Yeah.
So my other favorite M. Night Shyamalan, The Village.
Yeah,
I loved The Village.
The
I
music.
Thought that was a great film. You didn't like The Village? Signs
because,
or Village?
I didn't like it because of the twist.
I loved the
twist.
I
preferred Signs because I thought it was aliens. The idea was dumb.
Oh, because
again.
You agree with Mel Gibson? Yeah, we know Ross.
No, but the idea of it was. I thought Joaquin Phoenix was really good in it. I thought like the whole idea of like you know being invaded was like an interesting like concept.
The way they
I thought it was done
was cool.
well, and like you know being on this kind of like isolated farm, and obviously he's dealing with you know loss of his wife and shit, and all this other kind of it was good. But then the reason that they died is very odd. But I enjoyed that film more than The Village.
There's a lot of
The Village just
twist.
Ended up pissing me off as a concept.
It
but that's because
village.
Of the twist. If the, we spoiled it by saying that there's a twist.
There's always a twist. It's an M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong film.
Yeah, that's true.
He's going to make the next film he makes won't be a twist.
No.
I don't know whether the twist.
That's the twist is there was no twist.
It's just a regular
kind of fucking Wahlberg. I'm Mark Wahlberg, and for some reason I keep getting film roles.
That was so bad. That is the Happening.
The Happening.
Where people just started dying randomly and like, fuck, don't even bother watching it.
Okay.
Like, it's so bad because the twist is so underwhelming and shit.
All right. Okay.
That it's just like, why did I spend time watching this film? Some people might have enjoyed it, I guess. I don't know what the rating is, but like, The Happening was a very. And it's just like, why is nobody worried about the bees? The bees. And then it's the fucking wind.
It's the fucking wind.
Except you're laughing at it because it's an absurd.
It is.
But that's what it is.
The way you delivered
is it. Something carried on the wind.
That's what they're trying to. Yeah, they don't fully explain it. But I mean, you know, you don't have to fully explain some of these things to make them interesting. I mean, look at Inception. They didn't really fully explain how they got into the. They just bring out a fucking case and they go, "We can do it." It's like, okay, I'm not going to spend too much time thinking
it's
about how they can do it.
When you just leave that stuff,
and
explain it.
But they all just ended up like killing themselves in like the most weirdest ways.
Hello, my friend. My name's Sean, and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on a path of happiness, all through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now.
Shit.
Very strange.
What's
film.
Happening? Is that what they say when they go into each room? They find a new crime scene?
What was another one?
This is happening.
The Unbroken one was good. Is it Unbroken?
Unbreakable.
Unbreakable. Yeah, that's pretty good.
And then the one with... the Scottish dude who did like all of those different like characters because he had schizophrenia. What is that one called?
Yeah, that one's actually all right.
I thought that one was quite good actually.
Split.
Yeah,
that was good.
That was pretty good.
That's part of the unofficial trilogy.
Yeah,
isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, 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 that, yeah. I thought that was done quite well.
Partly because James McAvoy is pretty good.
Yeah, I did a lot of characters.
You know, he's one of only a handful of working class actors to actually get.
Did he start on Shameless, the UK version?
I might have done. Yeah. I was reading a really interesting article about how like the entire UK acting industry is just filled with privileged people. Like basically you've got to be a posh Etonian to like Benedict Cumberbatch, a bunch of other people like that. They've all gone to the schools.
You have to go to specific schools and stuff. And
if you it's like nepotism, basically. Nepo babies they were talking about.
Yeah.
And they said, do you think it's bad in the US? Look at the UK. And like literally they named like three really prominent actors, one of which was James McAvoy.
Henry Cavill.
Who haven't been to like these...
Yeah, but half it's the foot through the door. It's like, well, if you know someone who has, you know, a modicum of talent, and it happens to be, the director's son or something, or, you know, Peter Capaldi's singing son, you got a foot through the door, you can get to the right people, and bam.
It doesn't do much for social mobility, though, does it?
Yeah, but there are always breakthrough acts and stuff who don't go through that same path, but... It's like anything. You would follow a specific path if you know that's where it's going to go.
Yeah.
It's like there's specific like dancing schools as well where basically they all end up in Casualty and EastEnders and stuff.
From dancing?
Dancing.
How bad can it be?
What's it called?
But how many musical specials do they do?
It's not even about dancing. Get? It's the fact that like it's just like, oh, these people are confident and they do like drama and singing and stuff as well. A big thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where this all came from. James McAvoy, wasn't it? Anyway, the bugs is a weird thing.
What's the next hypothetical?
Let's have a look.
The second best.
Okay. This one says, if Earth had rings like Saturn, would it impact life in any discernible way? This assumes that Earth has always had rings, or at least in written human history. Obviously, if Earth suddenly gained rings, people would be freaking out. What? I mean, I don't know enough about the rings on Saturn to know what they do. Are they not just treated like satellites? As in like they're just a load of tiny rocks.
It's asteroids, yeah.
They're all like,
in orbit, right? It depends on what it is, but let's assume that it's like just a belt of rocks. A lot of times
really
it's ice, for example. Like some of them are ice, some of them are rocks, some of them...
So most of them come from like a collision of an asteroid or something.
Or a moon that's like shattered or something.
Yeah,
and then the gravity of the...
This is all
kind of
spinning.
But I think it'd be really good. I think that there would probably be resources that we could harvest. It would probably impact how we do satellites, because there'd be areas where satellites...
the distance from...
Another good question.
Saturn, like, I mean, surely it's still really far away. It's still far away enough that it's like not really impacting. It's like, you know,
this feels like a question for like an astrophysics PhD.
There's definitely a point where, like, the what's it called? You know, when you in Kerbal, where you've reached that specific point and you're in orbit,
you're outside of the gravity well.
No, there's the term for reaching. Blah blah blah.
Yeah, apoptosis or something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Azimuth.
Right, okay, yeah.
That's where you can see a definitive ring around Saturn where it just stops being a ring, because those are the bits that just get sucked into the gravity well of Saturn, into the atmosphere, or lack thereof. I reckon...
Would it impact with my degree in film? That is asking a question to people who know already.
I reckon the sun casts a shadow on the rings...
Oh, do you think
that's going to change the temperature of of what's under the rings, right?
Yeah.
It would also reflect some of the heat, right? So anyone like directly at the equator, that might change temperatures.
Equator? I barely know.
Yeah.
Something like that?
I don't know, man. That's a pretty tough question to answer with any kind of... Should we try and make it funny? What do we imagine lives in these rings?
Ring people live in the rings. Yeah, they all have like hollow heads and they're just donut heads.
So their heads are rings as well.
Their heads are rings. Right. But the rest of them are normal humans.
Oh. Hold on. How does their head connect? Does the neck connect to the back of a ring? Like, does the neck go up
neck,
to, and then it like rings
ring.
Out? Like, yeah.
But like vertical. So you've got a hollow in the middle.
Do they wear things inside the ring? Do we think?
They fill the hole in with like fashion accessories.
Like an exercise ball.
Or like a tennis
people
net.
People have gone out. This is a future thing. They've all gone out there to form the ring. Is that what we're thinking? Maybe the planets become overcrowded.
We want a ring. We're just going to get
one. Yeah, the planets become overcrowded. So what we can do is we can put you all on like these individual kind of asteroid-sized... like rocks, but you have to live on there and go around the planet.
It's my rock.
But the rock is man-made, so Earth is also losing some of its mass.
Oh, right.
So what's the smallest rock you'd live on?
Dwayne Johnson.
Nice.
Do you want like a diameter?
I mean, here's my new hypothetical. You all get a rock in the ring of this planet, right?
Okay.
Fucking hell.
You trade.
It's just like when you get like a patch of land somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. You trade square footage for lifespan. Let's say you live 1,000 years, right?
Oh, my God.
For every year you give up, you get an extra square foot of space.
Okay.
What's the smallest space you'd like to live on for what period of time? So let's say you have 500 square feet.
It's definitely diminishing returns, right?
Yeah.
Past a certain point, it's like, it's too many rooms in this goddamn mansion.
Yeah, exactly.
But living 1,000 years in a kind of a tiny little box is... just misery extended.
Yeah, there's a
so you need to find
point.
A balancing point where it's just like
500 square.
Yeah,
500 years.
Yeah, it probably feels like the best option, right? How big is 500 square feet?
That's 500 years is a fucking long time.
I think that's that
time.
Big.
It's pretty big.
Is everyone else you care about living for 500 years?
Yeah.
Or are you just gonna? Is this the vampire complex?
And you can jump between rocks and see other people.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Rock jumpers.
But each time it's risky. You like have to jump through 0G. And if you don't like
get it perfect,
get the angle right, you just
fly
up
into space. There's so many droppers. We get so many droppers.
Doesn't like
overconfident droppers. Yeah. Too young, he says. He's only 300.
I think certain like how far out you go from the ring changes like the trajectory, but like the velocity. So like the ring can be faster or slower. I can't remember which way around it
is. Well, the inertia of the ring is locked into you, let's say, for now as well.
Okay.
I mean, honestly, I think this room is actually about probably...
This is going to be some funky...
It's like...
Google 500 square feet in size, because I don't think that's very much.
This is 9 feet.
This is smaller than 500 square feet.
This is like 9 foot by...
I think my flat's like 74.
4 5 feet. No, 7 by 12.
He doesn't know. Just
12.
Google 500 square feet.
What?
I don't know.
Just visual. Google like the 500 square feet visual representation, yeah. And we can find out how big.
Visualized. This doesn't really help for an audible podcast. I mean, that's 46
so
square meters.
Go to images.
Images. Okay, we're going to describe the image to you. Is this...
500 square feet is about the size of a large double garage.
You can fit two reasonable sized cars.
That's really small.
It's not much for 500 years
for an entire life on a rock that big.
I mean, that's
for
like
500 years.
The size, Jesus. Of a, size of an average flat. Like, yeah. What,
and
maybe
it doesn't
one
get
bed.
Much yeah. bigger if you give up like 200 more years. Yeah.
It's a studio
it's
flat.
It's going to suck.
It's a studio flat for 200 years or however long.
Well, hell, let's just make it like 950 and only have to deal with it for 50 years. 999 square feet. I'll see you in a year.
Yeah, I'm dead. Fuck this.
Yeah.
Yeah. For those low ballers who just, yeah, literally give up 999 years entirely.
For a square foot.
And they, no, but they get like a fucking planet.
Oh, right, I see.
That'd be shit, though.
Yeah, it needs to be more like exponential.
I got this fucker for a year, then I'm dead.
That's a good point.
But
joke's on us, really. You could get a 300 square foot asteroid and you could just build really tall.
Oh.
Just build lighthouses everywhere.
What is that weird pole coming out of the ring?
Nerd pole!
He's dead.
It looks like it's losing its balance. It's spinning in a weird.
Whoa!
Fuck.
It's okay, after a while, I stopped vomiting. So much spinning around the axis of an asteroid.
You have to create one of those fucking things in Interstellar where it like counters the gravity.
Oh, yeah, shit.
I mean, it'd be something to fill your time with, though, wouldn't it?
It would.
Trying to desperately work out how to stop puking.
Yeah, when you're not like, you know, feverishly trying to sort food out or like surviving the basic elements of where you've decided to live now.
Mm-hmm. Just wanted a little bit more land.
You can steal other people's rocks. There is land grabbing.
Okay, land grabbing.
It'll be
shit.
Like so dog eat dog.
I'm pretty sure I saw him jump the other day and he didn't make it. So I'm going to take his place.
People with like mansions that only live for 3 years that are just like getting invaded all the time.
200 IQ play, sling some people's rocks at other people's rocks.
Nice.
It's going
to
be hell.
How about you convince someone to give up 999, live next door to you?
Yeah.
They die in a year, you inherit.
Exactly.
Well, that's a whole other thing, isn't it?
That's so where does that... So you're going to gaslight your rockmate.
Does someone give up their gaslight years to mate, take that over? Or does it immediately... Is it like that... Was it limited film? No, it's just in the time?
Oh, just in time?
Just in time.
No. Surely not.
Because no way they'll call a Justin Timberlake film Just in Time.
Click is
In Time. It might just be called
Adam
In Time.
Sandler, isn't it?
In Time, it might be.
Where like the moment he goes into a larger space, it just drops off. It's like, fuck. Yeah. So maybe there's a. I mean, I'm creating a barrier, but also so, we don't know the rule. We're making the rules up as we go.
Rock livers. I mean, this sounds like a Minecraft mod waiting to happen. As my favorite rock liver,
it's called Skyblock.
Fellow rock livers, I feel like I need to tell you, as soon as I got up here, I reached in my pocket, grabbed all of my small change and threw it really hard in the opposite direction. In about
so you just have loads
15
of...
or 20 hours.
They're going to be bullets.
They are going to be bullets. So I say be inside
until you
hear those come through again.
And is it all at head height thrown?
Yeah.
And so the whole ring is just going to have killed people.
It's going to be like a rail gun shotgun.
And it's never going to come down unless you find a way to stop it. Because it's going to penetrate through pretty much anything.
Well, I mean, I guess. It depends on how much speed
it
gets.
Fire one grenade launcher out into space, and that's just enough. All the fragments just travel around.
Yeah.
Is it possible for you to throw coins so fast into orbit that the metal melts into like a spike because of the speed it's going, and it just becomes an endless...
Loads of fucking spikes.
I think that if it impacted with something, it can turn into a liquid thing. But I think because you're in a vacuum, unless it impacts with something else, it's not going to change temperature.
Not create
or
friction.
If it if it went through the atmosphere, it would start to change.
Right.
I think it needs to resist against something to start changing in temperature.
Yeah, it needs air resistance, doesn't it?
Something like
At
that.
At least.
But like,
because that's why asteroids that are going like hundreds of thousands of miles an hour in space don't just set on fire.
There's going to be an asteroid that's like getting almost as close to the satellites.
Oh, yeah.
Being the closest one.
Yeah,
it's probably still far away enough that it's like, oh, yeah, let's not worry.
Yeah. Also, like, I think like our furthest out satellites are way out there. Out there. Like low Earth orbit and then medium and far. They're like huge distances. Oh, we'll worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Space trash now, isn't it? All that stuff up there.
Starlink, they're just chucking it up.
I mean,
let's chuck a few more tiny satellites up there.
What are they for?
I don't know.
Internet?
Just so that we can hit all the other ones.
Yeah.
So Ukrainians can use Tinder on the battlefield.
I'm actually going to microtransaction sunlight and just block sunlight with Starlink and move it out of the way for people that pay.
Oh my God.
That's a Mr. Burns Simpsons thing, isn't
Wasn't
it?
Yeah, they Is block it? Out the sun. Mm-hmm. He blocks out the sun with a giant like dome thing.
Like a disc.
Gets people to pay.
A disc. Yeah.
But that's actually a really good point. You want access to sunlight? I mean, you know, you can
pay
even...
for your
it's,
yeah. beam
it's
of
very,
light.
A lot of self-fuckery in that, involved in that, but...
Complicated, isn't it?
You know.
We need an expert. We need, again, Dr. Simon Clark.
Science-based questions.
We keep making science-based things.
Yeah.
But that is a solid I think that was a great hypothetical that we made up.
Yeah.
We went beyond the patrons, and we did support the patrons with our two questions there about insects, which is weird.
The insect one is freaky. Like, yeah, that would just throw me off. I think a lot of people would probably just go crazy.
I think so.
Hearing bugs all the time, or like just, yeah, being in a room and it starts whispering to you.
A lot of like real estate listings would be like bug free.
Fumigate the room.
Yeah.
Yeah, bug free. We've nuked this.
Yeah, bug free space.
Bug free.
Hey, here's a crazy thing to finish on.
Go on.
I read very, very recently, as in they
were
doing.
You can't read. You told me you couldn't read.
I know.
You can't even read a clock.
There is currently a radioactive capsule lost somewhere on a 1,400-kilometer stretch of highway in Western Australia. It is an 8x6 millimeter cylinder. Millimeter. So
oh my God, it's tiny.
Tiny.
It's like smaller than a tic-tac. Like
about the same size as a bolt, like a small metal bolt. It's used in mining equipment. Being in close proximity to this cylinder is the equivalent of having 10 x-rays per hour. It's incredibly radioactive, and they've dropped it somewhere on a highway. And it's 8x6 mil.
That's insane.
And they've got like a national appeal. There's like people doing
how
news briefings
that?
And stuff
that
6 hours ago.
Oh my God.
And they're
that
like,
is so current.
Yeah, if you say a little, little bolt,
is there some people out with like this?
They're going to do sweeps with a radiometer or whatever.
So what's the distance that you get like affected by it?
I don't know, but apparently a capsule, if anyone's wondering how serious a capsule this size can be, in 1970, a capsule like this was lost and killed 4 people.
Holy shit.
That's crazy. It's so, just like, and also just think the amount of radioactive material in the world.
Something in mind.
The fact that that's like a huge deal is pretty nuts.
Oh my God.
But it's so tiny as well.
Yeah.
So anyone driving like over it on the highway.
Yeah, is it going to be just residual? Like, obviously one x-ray or whatever isn't going to be too damaging.
Yeah, like how
because you get this radiation from just going on planes, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like a small amount.
Yeah.
Like,
fuck.
But yeah, you don't want to pick that one up and next thing go, oh,
imagine if
this?
Your car breaks down.
It's not going to be glowing
at the
green.
Specific point where that
pretty
capsule
unlucky,
is.
Eh?
Yeah.
I mean,
I've been here for 3 hours. Oh, you're fucked, mate.
Yeah.
Your balls ache. Yeah, they do. They really
My balls
do.
Really ache.
They start like pustuling and bubbling
oh,
up.
Oh, crikey, my balls.
Oh, my God.
Look at the size of that scorpion.
It's just the balls.
Oh, Jesus.
Christ, a kangaroo with a scorpion on its back.
It's a giant scorpion mutant.
It's throwing snakes.
Well, so, that's a bombshell to land on there.
Yeah, so, watch out if you're in,
so
Western,
if you're in
Australia,
Western Australia. Watch
just
out.
Just avoid highways if you can.
Oh, yeah.
I think they probably know which highway it is, right?
Yeah. If you're listening to this now and you're wondering if you're driving along in Australia and your balls have started to ache, it is
just divert off the following
between
road.
Newman and Malaga in Western Australia.
I hope that's not a huge distance.
It was 1,400 kilometers.
And they don't have an inkling as to what part of that highway. Ah, fuck.
It just fell out
caption.
Of my pocket.
Oh,
I don't know, I just bumped out of the car.
Yeah.
Right, that's some nuts. Point between Malaga, 1,400 kilometres.
I lost the radioactive dingling.
Was I supposed to keep that?
Oh,
sorry.
I'm being a drone guy. Sorry, I dropped it.
Yeah, I threw it out with my Tic Tacs.
My Tic Tac. It's in my Tic Tac box.
So put small. But if it's that bad, surely they can detect it with.
Yeah, I'm guessing they'd like mount a couple of like scanners to be the side of a car and just drive all
couple
the way down.
Couple of guiders.
Do a Google Maps style thing.
Yeah.
Wait for that click.
Get a team of them.
Yeah.
Right. Geiger counters.
I'm
yeah,
sure they have processes in place, right? What to do if you lose a tiny little death stick? Mm.
Yeah, well, you'd think the mining company knows how to retrieve it.
Yeah, or handle it in the first
place.
Or
what if it's just like a vial of diamonds and they're just trying to find it for themselves? They're like, don't look, don't touch anything on the ground. We dropped our diamonds.
Yeah, within like a 3 mile radius of it. Yeah, it's real dangerous.
Yeah, real dangerous. We're looking for it, but if you see anything, like, sure, just don't touch it.
That would be a really smart way of like getting people off a road is like the fear of death.
Immediately. Well, yeah, of course.
It's like, now we've got the road to film on.
So it's literally how like most conspiracy theories go.
I think that capsule is an
fear
alien.
Of death is a pretty strong motivator for human beings.
It's an alien Tic Tac.
It is an alien Tic Tac. I mean, that's a good way of describing it, really. Don't touch the alien Tic Tac.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're going to get X-rayed.
Hell yeah.
Free X-ray, innit?
Free X-ray.
You've seen the waiting list?
You will not get a photo back.
You've seen the waiting list? Oh, you go find this little stick.
I'm going to go X-ray myself. It said 10 X-rays. That's free per
just,
hour.
They say all you need to do is you hold up an A3 sheet of paper between you and it.
And it should burn it on.
Just burn the image on.
Lovely.
Hello, we're meant to stand in front of this thing. Yeah. He says with his little solarium goggles on.
Just quite a
swim. Christ, my balls are aching.
Yeah, they really ache.
Picture's just getting worse.
Well, I hope that's something good to leave you with there.
Wow. Yeah.
Be safe out there, Western Australia. Don't take the highway.
Don't play with radioactive materials.
Don't pick up a capsule off the floor.
Come on.
And we'll be back next week for more Hat Chat. It might be on a different day if you're watching the stream. Indeed. However, it should be released at the same time.
Yeah,
if you're listening to this. And once again, a big thanks to our Patreons out there for voting on our hypotheticals for today and just generally supporting us. Thank you. You'll notice that you're gaining access to more videos and stuff now on Patreon because we are releasing all our YouTube members' videos onto Patreon as well. All tiers. So thank you very much for supporting us. And if you've got a finger much like Matthew Cruz, send it on down to our email, hatchat@hat-films.com. Hyphen or dash. Not two hyphens.
That's so confusing. Hatchat@hat-films.com.
Dash is fine. Yeah. I should just say dash.
That's the one. Just keep the dash.
And yeah, thank you very much for listening to us. We'll be back next week. Have a great bloody weekend, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.